All right. Yeah, so, welcome back to the podcast on everything, ladies and gentlemen. We're just talking, and we have a debate we need to go over. So, I've been having this at work with people, and then not customers, but people that bring me inventory. We ask them, and then they ask all their other coworkers, and it's still tied. It's like 6-6.
What's this?
This is who would win in a fight to the death: The Rock or a grizzly bear?
Grizzly bear!
That's what I'm saying. But for the sake of this podcast, I'll choose The Rock. You can choose a grizzly bear.
Yeah, please.
All right. So why would the grizzly bear win?
Because I'm stronger. I'm bigger. I have jowls that can snap his big, round, oily head in half. By the way, I'm probably 2-3 feet taller than him. Even if he was just 6 foot, I'll give you a 6 foot grizzly. They're toe to toe. Cool. No, you can't do it. You can't do it. You got claws. Okay, what's the Rock got? Rock bottom.
So this is what one of the guys said. If he gets on top of his back, it's over. Ain't no way the grizzly can get to him once he gets on the back.
So do you know how big a grizzly?
Yeah, about 1,000 pounds.
Put the Rock at what?
250.
Solid, right?
Solid.
You know how wide the back of a grizzly is? What's he going to do? Put him in a sleeper hole? Is he going to bite his neck? Is he going to whisper to him? What is he going to do? The grizzly can be on his back going off. Okay, come on. What are you going to pin me, Rock?
But he's got a lot of fat, a lot of skin that's going to move around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm on you. So maybe. So we also had a debate.
There's six people that think the Rock could beat a grizzly.
It was 6-6. To be honest, it's kind of pissing me off that so many people think The Rock could beat a grizzly bear. Because I'm like, one tiny half-ass swipe with his paws, and he's jacked.
And it digs into him inches, and he's bleeding out.
Yeah.
And they go for the jugular. Like, all he has to do is... Okay, see?
It's like, the speed...
It's too easy.
Speed? The Rock doesn't win. It's, at best, it's 50-50 in speed. Right?
There's
size,
up to
size, height, weight, speed. The Rock doesn't win any of this.
I'm gonna look it up. He doesn't win in any of the categories.
So,
reach, speed. Grizzly can tuck into a ball and roll down the hill. Okay, like there's so many things. He can climb the tree that the Rock's gonna try to climb. Okay.
If The Rock gets on the tree first, is he able to come down? Obviously. So for the sake of argument, The Rock doesn't have a weapon to bring. If he gets a stick, okay, so be it. Because he's in the
Give
woods
him a
or something.
Stick. Give him a steel pole. I don't care. Give him a steel beam. It ain't gonna make a difference.
I think he could probably throw like a javelin style at him.
And it's just gonna piss him off. Because unless it hits a major. Well, actually, it would unless it hit his brain, penetrated that thick ass skull, and killed him instantly. That's why they tell you don't shoot, don't do this, don't do that, because all it's going to do with all the adrenaline for the grizzly is just piss him off. And before he dies, he's going to kill you. No, more specifically, he's going to kill The Rock.
So, I did concede that I think The Rock could be an alligator.
Anybody can be an alligator. I can be an alligator, you can be an alligator.
You think so?
On land, 100%.
Alright, now what happens if it gets the water?
That's a tricky situation, because if you're talking, even if you're just talking like knee-high water, if it's a big enough croc, you're going to see it, right? Small enough croc, it's only going to be able to, it depends on what time we're talking about, how big we're talking about. Say it's like, it's comparable to your body length, so say 6 foot.
That's a tiny alligator.
It's a tiny one, even with the tail and everything, but if it's in the water, you really have no chance, unless you're able to jump on his back and get that jaw, then you're good. Then you win. That's it.
I think The Rock, and I would even see this, if he got in the roll and lost an arm, mm-hmm. I think The Rock could still win. Because
he's going to bleed out and die.
I think they'd both die, but I think that would be a win for The Rock.
I got
something for it. Because he kills the alligator.
I got something for it.
All right.
Years ago, Nike had this athlete as one of their sponsors. Athlete had Nike as one of the sponsors. You might know him. His name was Bo Jackson. And they actually did a commercial with an alligator. There's Bo Jackson. Oh, he's juking him on the field. He's racing them down the street. And then they go, starting block in the swimming pool. Alligator jumps in. Bo Jackson stands up. He's like, yeah, no. If Bo Jackson can't beat one in a swimming pool, nobody can. All right? The Rock winning against a grizzly bear.
Yeah, blows your mind. 6-6. Now, the other thing we started talking about,
I'm questioning those people's, just their problem-solving skills. Everything about them as a human.
So we brought up some other good fights with The Rock. Shark. We'll say, now, if he gets the nose of the shark, he might have a good fight. But the shark, once he gets shark gets hit, it's kind of like, I'm done. It's not worth my fight. The alligator's not going to give up. It's like, I don't give a shit. And
yeah, I'm going to get a bite, and I'm going to death roll you, and you're done.
Yeah. Now, if you're attacking me, I'll probably go away. That's kind of what the shark would do.
So, and I've been watching Shark Week for 30 years. I got a lot of comments on this one. So, depending on, even, and it doesn't matter the size of the shark, but normally that shark, it takes a good pop on the nose, then it's like, dude, I'm out. Like, I don't
know. Yeah.
Because the ampules or whatever it's called, it screws up their senses. But if it's hungry enough, and it's just you and him, and you're just in the water chilling, you're lucky to get a shot on it, okay? And then he's like, whoa. Then he takes off. Then you're still in the water floating. You gotta swim ashore. I don't know. It's if a shark engages you, you're dead. That's it. You're done. But the chance to see all these experiments they do, they're in somewhat controlled environments because they have divers and then safety divers. You know what I'm saying? And let's face it, shark wins every time.
So when I used to volunteer at an aquarium, they had two sharks. One was starting to get a little aggressive because it was the mating time. Yeah. They needed 5 or 6 people just around. One person was going to be in the water with it, mm-hmm. and this was knee-high water.
Okay.
And like 2 other people were there to help corral it into an area. 2 people were there to help if anything negative happens.
Back up, yeah.
So you're looking like 6-to-1 ratio of just...
A 6-footer?
One shark in knee-high water.
Okay.
In a small area.
6-footer?
It was probably about 6 to 10 feet.
6 to 10 feet, right. And as we know, like great white bull sharks, tiger sharks, those 20 ones...
Yeah.
Huge, right? So if you're talking 6 to 10, and you're in a controlled environment, 4 to 6 people, just to make sure nothing goes wrong, you know, it just goes back. I think I win that argument. That the shark every time.
Now, let's say...
Now we gotta do a podcast for Shark Week. Another time for Shark Week this summer.
We'll do it. The shark versus a big cat. So we can say a panther, a lion.
Okay, so here's
cheetahs. I wouldn't put cheetahs in it.
Here's where people start getting creative and stuff, mm-hmm. right? You can't take either one out of their environment.
So if we put them, let's say, against a snow leopard, let's say any big cat
against
the Rock. Everything's against the Rock because where the Rock is.
The panther, he's the standard. The jaguar, the snow leopard. I don't care. You'd be Andre the Giant. You still lose.
So what animal can the Rock beat besides an alligator?
The hamster was this.
What predator? Because we're going to go by predators, right?
Okay.
So let's think of some...
Okay. So if we're talking...
Some good predators.
Land predator, of course, because Rock lives on land. So if we were just
Komodo dragon.
Great one. So if you have to pick 3, do a Komodo. You do a Tasmanian devils. Don't get so big, but they are vicious, just like a Wolverine.
Ooh,
vicious, right? But then same can also be said for the reason that coyotes aren't king of the jungle and the lions are. Is because they tuck tail and run, but they circle back, right? And also, king of the jungle. They don't live in the jungle. They live on the Sahara Plains, okay? You know what I'm saying? So the king of the jungle is actually probably like a panther or something, because they live in the jungle. I mean, that grinds my gears. So, but if you were to take like, let's say, are we thinking... just a... I think the Rock could get destroyed by an aggressive pit bull. You don't
really
have to think outside of that, really. Because if you have, and as terrible as it is, people still fight dogs, which, you know, they should be held to the same standards as murderers and killers, because they're innocent creatures. But trained to kill mean fuckers are just that. Like, so let's just keep it in your backyard. He can get mauled by a pit bull. They don't stop. Like, they get bred to continue until they cannot basically move.
I think he would beat a pit bull. Because I think he's had enough pain, he could handle that pain. And just, if he get one arm, he's got the other one. I think he would just...
Okay.
Just beat the shit out of the face.
Right? The guys and all their gear and everything, and they're holding on to him, and they're lifting their arms, and they're just not letting go. Yeah, neither his. He's on.
But then The Rock has the one arm.
Fine. He's still not letting go. I don't care how hard you're hitting him. He's still not letting go.
You don't think he could break that skull?
He could shred those muscles.
So let's take a step back.
Muscles mean nothing.
Raccoon,
then, you know,
they're vicious.
You're,
but it's so tiny. You could just grab it and throw it. Just kill it.
Yeah, you could because you're the type of person. It's got a tail. It's Thunderdome, bitch. Let's go. Okay, two men enter, one man leave. All right, raccoon. Okay, cool. I'll give you raccoon. Possum, squirrels. Cool.
So let's move
Pitbull.
Up.
No. Shepherd.
Wolf.
Special forces dog. No, absolutely not a wolf. Because a lot of wolves are built. They're not built like a typical, like what you normally see. They're lean. You know what I mean? But they're quick. And there's always that pack mentality. They're always looking for that. Yeah, you see me here? Yeah, you didn't see him. Next thing you're going to be talking about is, well, you know what? Now we're talking about crocodiles and sharks. Those are dinosaurs. All right, so the Rock and a T-Rex. What are you thinking? Come on, man.
I don't think The Rock against many things wins.
I think The Rock loses, I mean, in a lot of circumstances. If it's, like I said, but I just think a fierce dog, don't even have to be a pit bull, because it's not all pit bulls, but just a fierce, biting, just mean, born to bred, to hurt, he loses. Then he gets on Peter's watch list because he kicked and beat a pet to submission, you know? Yeah. You know, we talk about sharks and stuff, him and the goldfish, I'll give it to him. Done deal.
It's tough to catch a fish in water.
Right. And what does a rock do in the water? Sinks!
this is a good debate.
This is fun. Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, and...
Because back in the day, it would have been like Arnold Schwarzenegger versus who, you know. But now it's The Rock, because he took over that role.
Yeah, The Rock is clearly like the standard when it comes to wrestling.
Oh yeah, not just wrestling, but I mean, movies, everything.
Yeah.
Now you throw The Rock and Jason Statham as a 1-2 combination punch. I don't know. It's pretty. It'd be pretty gnarly.
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's say we pick two people. So him and Statham.
Mm-hmm.
Can they combine to beat a pit bull?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Well, one of them's going to be the chew toy, while the other one subdues them.
That's fine, right? It's a tag team, right?
Yeah, it ain't going to be Statham. It's going to be the big one with the muscles. All
right, so now we can go up the ladder. Can those two get a wolf?
I think if it was just one wolf in an enclosed environment, not out in the open. So let's take it. Do you want to take it to, like, Thunderdome, cage fighting?
Mm-hmm.
So if you took it there, then I think absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you're two against one, so it's kind of not fair to the one.
That's big cat. Puma. You got a Puma shirt on?
Yeah, no, they're going to destroy them both.
The Puma?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, normally when they kill something, they just, and then they grab it, and then they take it up a tree. So there still might be one guy left, but... the Puma's already taken care of one.
So. Can we, all right, so we did grizzly bears. Is there any bear that you think they could beat?
Panda.
I was going to say koala.
It's like a panda. Like, what's his name? Not Jim Norton, the other guy. He's like, pandas are cunts. The Australian comedian. He's huge. Jim Jeffers.
Okay.
Yeah, his comedy specials, he always, every now and then he hits on pandas. They just eat bamboo. There's nothing. They just roll around in the snow. It's great. Yeah, panda bear, I think they could do. They might feel bad doing it because it's so easy, but...
You know all the pandas are owned by the Chinese government?
No one's present.
So we, like,
that's rent... where they live.
Yeah, so we literally rent them from
that. No, I've learned that over the years, too. Like, a lot of the animals that we have that are here are either taken from captivity places, that like Joe Exotic, who has places like that. But, yeah, I don't know. So where would you go with a big cat? I mean, big cat, but what's the tippity top is what, a lion? Because
yeah, I'd say
a lioness is just as scary.
Yeah, I think a snow leopard would be tough because they're so quiet, but that's in their element, right?
True.
Not in their element. They're just a big white cat.
But they also have cliff edges, too, yes. Which makes them ridiculously like, okay, you're superior.
Yeah.
We got a couple of nature nuts here. You know, well, this could be fun. Yeah. Now, your cats are domesticated. They ain't, you know, the rock can beat them up.
Yeah, I feel like I could.
You brought that.
I mean, as long as you can handle a little bit of pain,
don't be craft.
I think you could take out a lot of domesticated animals.
Domesticated. Listen, my buddy's got a chicken coop. Let's just start there. One chicken coop, a couple chickens, and a rooster.
Work our way up.
Exactly.
Now we'll go after the sheep.
A rock versus a grizzly. This is not even a... Why is this a thing? If I was on social media, I would just be like, why? Why is this? And then there would be arguments. I know. There would be arguments. Like, you know, everybody listening, you can feel free to comment. Please. Feel free to comment. Because I would love to hear your two cents.
Yeah. So email the show at info@thepodcastandeverything.com. Tell us who would win.
Yeah.
Grizzly or the rock?
I'd love to hear it because, yeah. You know, what's funner than picturing the rock getting eaten?
Is there any native Hawaiian animals that are like predators? Because he's from Hawaii. Can't think of anything.
Snowing, or is he Hawaiian?
Oh, it's Hawaii. Okay. Whatever. Maybe he's mixed
maybe
both.
He's mixed. I don't know.
Yeah. And he's got a house in Maui now.
Oh yeah, he's one. Him and Oprah, their house didn't burn down. Yeah, they're on fire brigade. So that was what I was going to say too. I was like, well, are there any left after the fire? Lanai? Like, okay. What's over there?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing jumps out because it's Hawaii. There's nothing really like animal wise that I can think of. Talking Australia. Little spider this big, little snake this big. Done. Dunzo. You know? Yeah. Watch a lot of Croc Hunter. Like, let's go.
Man. But yeah, I think we exhausted this rock debate. But I am curious to see what other people say because granted, our opinions are the rock's going to lose to the grizzly bear every time.
And he's going to lose.
Yeah. However, out of the other people we've asked, it's even. So, that for some reason... Yeah, that for some reason, I don't understand. So, we need to figure this out once and for all. Maybe we got to get some famous celebrity to post it on their thing and see a poll and see what happens on their thing. But I guarantee you, more people are going to say the rock than we expect. Like, it's going to be a close ratio than what we think it should be.
Oh, of course it is. So like, all right, Conor McGregor versus a raptor. Come on, man.
But, yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of the Podcast on Everything. Check us out. You can go to any major podcast app. We are on that. You can subscribe. You can also listen to the show on the podcastoneverything.com. Again, email the show, info@thepodcastoneverything.com. Again, I'm with John Carroll. We
use my government name.
We can always edit that out.
No way, it's more better.
Yeah, I think you think your government name's on the other one, the Delaware Park one. Yeah, but thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again.
Peace out.